Hey, how's it going? Welcome to the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. My name is Nat, and I'm here for you. I am here for you, and this time, three times a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, to cheer you up and give you those keys to the door that will unlock your happiness. And you know what? Seems to be working. Almost 800,000 of you are subscribing to this show and listening, and over 2,000 people a day are listening to the show. It's great. I appreciate that. Hey, if this is your first time here, welcome to the show. I'm glad you found the podcast. Don't know how you did, but you're here for a reason. And maybe I can help you find the thing you're looking for. I got a secret for you real quick. It's inside of you. You got it. We'll talk about that later. If you haven't gotten my book yet, I have one question. Why not? It's available on Amazon. It's called The Positive Perspective. And you should own your own copy. And if you don't want to support big tech, guess what? We have ways around that. You can go to my website, bepositivepodcast.com. A pop-up will come up if you don't have them disabled. And it will tell you, I think I have the code in there to bypass that little disabled thing. But you can order it from Amazon or directly from me. And you can also order a personalized copy directly from me. And you know what? I really love that. That really shows that I'm getting through, and this show is actually making an impact on you. If you order a personalized book from me, you get on that special list. It's like Santa's nice list. I'm just kidding. But I appreciate that. If you got something you want to talk about, you want to text me, you want to keep in touch, you want to let me know that something's good or something's bad in your life, hit me on the text line, 304-506-3332. You can also call that number. I'm waiting for the first person to call and leave a message at 304-506-3332. I'm not going to answer it. I'm not going to freak you out. Leave a message on the phone, on the voicemail thingy there, you know, and I want to play it on the air. Maybe you've got something you want to share. Maybe you got a positive little anecdote, or you've got a story, or you just want to say, hey, I love the show, whatever it is. Call and leave the quick message. I'll play it on the air. And I won't even mention your name. I'm just going to play them. And if your name comes up, because I've saved every one of you who have texted me, is in my phone book. I know your names. I know who you are. And I really appreciate it. So call 304-506-3332. Leave me a message. I want to play something on the air. Come on, man. There's 800,000 of you people almost. And not one of you is going to call and leave a message. Where's the love, man? Where's the love? Come on. If you got something you want me to talk about, because that's what makes this show work, is you, is your stories and your perspective. Go to the website, bepositivepodcast.com/your story, and I'll talk about it on the air. Just like Raul in Cuba. Raul, how are you, my friend in Cuba? It's great to hear from you. And, I can't even say this name. Ishmesh. I'm saying that wrong. That's the only thing I got. Ishkmech. Ishkmech. Is that a real name? Oh my gosh. But thanks for writing in. I appreciate that. If I said it wrong, let me know. Send me a text. Let me know. All right. Today's show. What am I going to talk about? Something that happens to all of us. I mean, come on, man. We're only human. I mean, for this portion of our journey, we're only human. You can say that. We're more than human. We're energy. But at this point, at this juncture, we're human. And sometimes old habits come back. So what happens? What do we do when old habits come back? Oh my gosh. You know what? If you had a bad habit and you have to always think about it every day and fight it every day is a challenge. So what do we do when old habits come back? Well, this idea came up from this email. I'm going to read this. It's a little lengthy, but I have to read the whole thing because I can't paraphrase. Because I'm not good at paraphrasing. It wasn't my major. It says, hey there, I'd like to start by saying I've been listening to your show for about a month, and I'm absolutely in love. Oh, little hearts are popping up on my screen. I also didn't think you were a real person, as you have said on your show. I didn't think you were going to text back. Surprise! It most definitely shocked me. It shocks everybody when I text them back. Well, why would you have a text line if you don't text them back? Anyway, there are many great topics you have talked about. Even if the topic doesn't help me in the moment, it's still great information and a good way to go about it. So like I said, I have listened to many episodes, and as you have hit many of the points, I feel like you have just haven't hit all the points on my issue just yet. Uh-oh, dun dun dun. I'm sure there are some just like me and just too afraid to say anything, as I have been for a while and I am now. As I am writing this, I am second guessing if I should send it or not, but here goes nothing in the background of my situation. Okay, you've set the stage, whoever you are, for this. I know we've texted. I don't know who you are because I didn't put the name with this text. So let's read on. The story is, as life happens, we all have a past. Mine isn't something I am proud of, but I have overcame it. I was in an abusive relationship for years that was both verbal and physical. I'm sorry to hear that. While being in this relationship, I was told not to speak unless spoken to, not to share my feelings or opinions, only to ever answer the questions and do as told. God. This took a toll on me, as it would for anyone. After getting the courage to leave and never look back, I find myself years later falling back into old habits in a new relationship. My new relationship is healthy. We love each other and respect each other's past. I find small issues come up every now and then when I get asked how I feel on a topic or when something I dislike happens. When this happens, he can tell in my face that I am unhappy and he wants me to speak on it. But I can't get my mouth to say what my mind is thinking. I am still very young and I try my best to correct those old ways. It's not easy to correct myself on the spot. Even though I will share how I feel about the situation later, which can be too late sometimes. As more of these situations keep happening, it has caused conflict in our relationship. Although, don't get me wrong, every relationship has its ups and downs. It just seems like there is something more I could be doing to prevent this. He says he is understanding and respects my past, but when we get into an argument over me not speaking my mind, I can't help but think, is what he says true, or am I just broken? Thank you so much for giving me some guidance in the shout out the other day. Your podcast is really helping me, and I love how your show is so true in a positive way. Not much of that anymore. Stay blessed, and once again, thank you. Okay, whoever you are, the problem is you're still living in the past. This is my take on this, okay? You're still living in the past, and when he asks for your opinion and want you to express your emotions and express your feelings, you've been so conditioned to not be allowed or to be reprimanded for expressing your feelings that you're afraid to do it. Okay. Now, it seems like he understands that, and he's trying to help you come out of your shell and trying to let you know that you can speak your mind. Now, I don't know how the discussion, you call them an argument. Arguments is not a good word. I think a discussion or is a better word, but I don't think arguing gets you anywhere. But when you're discussing something and you disagree with it, and your first instinct is to say something, and then that fear from your past comes over you like a blanket saying, no, you can't say anything. You're not allowed to say anything. You'll be physically or mentally abused if you speak your mind and be who you are. Now, this whole show, my whole goal in doing this podcast from day one is to help you find your happiness, your positivity, and to be content with your life and enjoy your time on this planet. The time we get to spend in this human body. I always talk about we are energy and all this stuff. I don't understand that any more than you do. I just know it's true. That we are created from energy and you can't be created or destroyed. We are just manifesting in this physical realm at this time. And it's a short thing, a short part of our existence. Not to get off track, but if you think about it, think about our planets, our galaxy, and how many stars and stuff is in our galaxy and how small we are in that. And then multiply that by billions, and that's how many galaxies there are. This is just a stepping stone in our existence. It's huge. It's our cosmic existence is so vast and so eternal, and we, including me, can't even comprehend it. Okay, so let's get back to the story here. I didn't mean to go off track there, but you know what? I told you this show's going to get a little bit more freeform and more enjoyable, and for me anyway. Hope you like it. But when your old habits start coming back and you start feeling like, okay, I can't express myself. It seems like your partner has said he wants you to express yourself. I think the fear of living in the past and the conditioning that you have been through for so long, you know, it's like Pablo's dog, the whole thing. You when you are conditioned to feel a certain way, or you've been kept in a box for so many years and such a long time, that coming out of it and being yourself takes a lot of work. It's not going to happen overnight. I don't know how long you've been in this relationship or how long you've been out of the other relationship. And if it's only been a short time, give yourself a break. If it's been a long time, let it go. It's your past. It's your fucking past, man. And you don't have to worry about that anymore, because we all have had a past. I've done things in my past that I will never repeat to any other living human being on the planet. There's things that no one knows about me, and there's things that no one knows about you. But the fact that it's your past, and you've been programmed a certain way, but you know what? You're not that person anymore. You're not living that life. You're not with that person. You have a whole new relationship. So falling back into the old feelings of the old relationship is actually taking away from the quality relationship that it seems like you have right now. It seems like you got a guy that's giving you a break. He understands that you were abused. He understands that you were sheltered and kept in a box and not allowed to speak your mind. And it seems like he wants you to speak your mind when he asked you to, and you're afraid to. And he's probably getting bent because you won't open up to him, because he is willing to open up so much to you and give his heart 100% by you not being able to express your disagreement with something you're talking about is making him feel like you don't want to give 100% to the relationship. And that just came to me. That's kind of the way I look at it. If you can't see, you wrote it, you typed it in this very eloquent email, no typos, perfect punctuation, well-typed email, wasn't rambling, this is well thought out, and the fact that you didn't want to send it, you said that in the first, but you did it, and you did it for a reason, and you thought this out. You understand where you are. You understand that your past is your past, and you're trying to let go of it, but it's gonna rear its head. Trust me, it's gonna rear its head. When old habits rear their ugly head, I mean, there's things in my life that I've done in my past that have come up in my present, and it's like, wait, I'm not that person now. And I can relate to the things that I used to be, the person I used to be, and go, that was that guy, that was that person. I spoke about that earlier, and I spoke about in the previous podcast, that I'm not that person anymore, and I'm okay with that, and I don't give a shit what anybody else thinks. I'm happy with my life, because it's, to be honest, it's incredible, because I've made it that way. And you can too. So the past is the past. This is not the same guy. This is not the same relationship. You got someone here who wants you to open up with them. And maybe you will argue. Maybe you will be in disagreement. And maybe you will be mad at each other for a while. But you know what? The love that will come back, the makeup is great. And when he realizes that you love him enough to disagree with him, I think your relationship is going to go to the next level. I really do. Because when you can disagree with the person that you care about the most in the world and have your own opinion, and it's respected by that person, Maybe it's disagreed on. They dislike it. And you respect their opinion, but and you don't like it. That mutual agreement of going, wow, you can be this person in this little section of life. And then in the next phase, we can be totally copacetic and totally all right because we are allowing each other to be who we are. So embrace it. Embrace it. Don't let those old habits come back. They're not worth it, man. They're not worth it. It's the past. Put the past behind you. That's what it's meant to be, the past, all right? That's it. That's all I got to say. I hope this show helped you out a little bit, gave you some insight into yourself. If you liked it, share it. If you don't like it, share it anyway. Grab my book on Amazon or on my website, The Positive Perspective, and you can get it at bepositivepodcast.com. Leave me a message on the text line or phone line, 304-506-3332. That's all I got. My name is Nat. This has been the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. I think we can all do a little bit better. I'll talk to you later.